It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, if you have been listening to my radio shows for very long or reading my newspaper columns and maybe some of you, some of the magazines that I write for, you know that hog hunting to me is a passion. It's just, there's so many facets, so many things to learn. People that scratch the surface on hog hunting might not think about this, but there's lots of ways, lots of tools can be used to hunt hogs. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm fired up about our next guest, Mr. Glenn Guest. Now, hog zombies. I bet a lot of you on YouTube, you already know who Glenn is, I'm going to bet, if you're a hog hunter. But Glenn knows a whole bunch of stuff about hogs. And we're going to talk about, one of the topics is calling hogs. You know, he's created an app through Convergent Hunting Solutions, and that's what we're going to talk about, calling hogs. Glenn, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
You bet.
Let's talk about hogs. What do you say, man? We'll just, Mr. Wysoon, old Larry and I was at the campfire earlier. Let's just say you walked up on our campfire, by golly, and we'll just continue some hunting talk. How long have you been using calls to attract hogs, you know, just roughly?
Roughly I started trying to call them about 25 years ago, but it took me a little while to figure it out. So I would say off and on for maybe 5 or 6 years before I got, you know, full into it and figuring out the different aspects of it. And for about the last 15 years I've been doing it very successfully.
Yep. Well, like anything else in the outdoors, rattling whitetail up, for instance, something I've been doing since I first learned that you could whack horns together and bring in a buck. Nothing really, there's no magic formula that always works. Now, that's my theorem, you know, but I know for a fact that that hogs respond to certain sounds. I've had very limited success with the mouth-blown calls, probably because I didn't know exactly what those hogs wanted to hear, and maybe because it wasn't loud enough for them to hear it in the first place, Glenn, you know?
Yeah, more than likely it's the latter. If you get within earshot of them and make just about any kind of grunting sound, they'll respond one way or another. You'll either hear them grunt back, or you'll hear them move or stir or something, you know. And really and truly, we mix it up. Sometimes we mix in electronic and mouth-blown calls together, type of a grunt tube similar to a buck grunt tube. And sometimes just that gentle grunt from that grunt tube, if you're within, say, 50 yards of them, is enough to make a difference. Sometimes they'll just come right on in. We've got some really good video of them coming out point blank to Michelle blowing a grunt tube. So,
yeah, yep. Well, I guess, you know, like I mentioned, there's no magic formula, but there's a system that you use that does work many times. I mean, I've watched many of your videos, Glenn, maybe all of them, I don't know. But actually, if you were to go to catfishradio.org, folks, when I first got to know about who Glenn is and what he does, he posted a video on packing a hog out of the woods, quartering him up, hide on. And trust me, I have worked diligently in the dark and everything else trying to cut the skin of hog back in the woods, too big to drag out and take him out in pieces. But there on catfishradio.org, you can watch Glenn cut a big hog up. It makes it so easy. But I'm getting us a little bit off track. But Glenn knows a lot of stuff about hogs. That's the point I want to point out. Okay, Glenn, now just say, for instance, that you and I are going to go out and try to get us some more pork. Okay, well, is there a sequence? I guess I should talk about the app. The pre-recorded call, is there something that you would start out with? You're going to need that convergent. You're going to need the caller, of course, right, to broadcast that sound out?
Yes. The call is actually called the Bullet HP, and it's from Convergent. And it's a high-powered Bluetooth speaker. And you play the app either over an iPhone or an Android, and Convergent had Hog Sounds already when I joined up with them. So if you want my sounds, they're the Glenn Guest Series sounds, and they're an in-app purchase at the end of the sound list. And right now there's only five of them, and four of them were designed for going out and just randomly calling hogs, and one was designed for use near bait, feeder, or water hole. And I don't use it much because I don't hunt bait, but it's designed to make pigs that are circling those bait sites and trying to get downwind and see who's been there ahead of them or who is there ahead of them, and it to make them more comfortable about coming in there to that location. But the other sounds are designed to really bring those hogs coming hard and fast. And the speaker that Convergent uses, like I said, it's called the Bullet HP, and it has it works via Bluetooth, but it has a greater distance, connection distance, than most Bluetooth speakers.
I got you. Well,
I'm not real up on the technology.
Yeah, you just know how. Like I would need to know where do I plug this thing in and which one do I use, basically, because I'm certainly not a what we would call a techie. And I've watched the videos, Glenn, and I know that every time you turn it on, hogs don't come out of the woodwork. That's just, that's not rocket science. But many times they do, and they come on a gallop. Them rascals are coming in. So I don't know why they respond. I guess, do you think they think, okay, well, there's another sounder over here, let's go check them out? Or, well, I mean, wonder what it is about it, or they just want to be with other hogs. I wonder why they respond so well at times.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that your basic sounder, which for those that don't know about hogs, a sounder is a group of generally sows, or usually they're kind of a matriarch society. You've got a lead sow, and then she'll have a couple of other sows that are just nearly as dominant as she is with her, and they may be close relatives, they may be sisters, they may be daughters, something like that. But you've got all of their offspring, and from juveniles all the way up to several year old offspring that are staying in that family group, and that's a sounder, and it'll be mixed up of young boars sometimes and piglets of all sizes and ages.
But yeah, right.
They are very territorial inside their family unit. They don't want other hogs mixing in with their family unit. And you put two big sows together that haven't been together before, and they're like pit bulls going at each other. They really fight. So they're aggressive. But it's kind of like calling coyotes. There's so many variables that it's hard to say why they respond at times. The majority of the time, the sounds that I use are designed for maternal instinct and territorial response at the same time. And so when they come, they're coming to fight or kill.
they're aggressive, and you can watch these videos. Glenn, one thing I'd like our listeners to do is watch some of these videos. Of course, I've got the one there on the radio website, catfishradio.org. That's, folks, you need to watch that. If you hunt hogs, you don't always kill a hog where you can just pull him up to a meat pole and go to work. I mean, you know that. Watch that video that Glenn did on quartering them. You don't have to gut them. You're quartered four quarters in the back straps. That's all it you need anyway, really. I mean, it makes it so easy. But check that out on catfishradio.org under, I think it's posted under videos there. But, Glenn, go ahead.
You had to dress a hog in less than 10 minutes. So, I mean, and the first time it'll take, you've probably been there, done that. But
oh, yeah.
The first time you use that method, it's going to take you about 20, 30 minutes or a little longer. But as you practice it and then go back and watch the video again, you'll get to where you can do two hogs in 10 minutes. So it's
The light is the critical thing. Most of the hogs I kill are just before. I'm talking about 5 minutes before pitch dark or after dark. And I don't stay out late for them anymore. I mean, I'm good. I'll set a time limit. I'm going to stay on, and I hunt over bait. I use a little, I bow hunt a lot, but when I'm really out to get some sausage material, as I call it, I've got a little bolt action 223 with, it's called a Photon XT on it. It's a digital night scope, and it's not thermal. But for 50, 75 yards, the way I usually shoot them, I'm 18 for 20. With them, but it's not long shooting. It's shoot them. I shoot them right behind the head, right in the center of the neck, right behind the jaw. And like I say, that's pretty lethal. But the thing is, once you get him down, if you've got some light, good sharp knife, I can probably takes me, I don't know, 15 minutes to do one now, something like that. So it's not it makes the butchering process way easier. Glenn, for people that want to watch the videos, is YouTube the best way?
Yes, right now. I'm trying to set it up where they'll stream directly from my website, which is hogzombies.com. And there's not a whole lot going on the website. We mostly do social media and YouTube stuff.
Yeah, right.
Occasionally talk shows like this and TV shows. We just finished a show with a group out of Oklahoma, and it aired this week on the Outdoor Channel. So,
oh, good, good.
But mainly YouTube under Hog Zombies, and there's 200 plus videos on there. I don't remember.
Bunch of them. Before. I've watched a bunch. I've missed it. I've still got some more to watch. That's good. Yeah, but the website is hogzombies.com.
Yes, and I don't maintain that myself. I have a guy that does it for me, and so there's not a lot going on there. But you get there, and it'll redirect you to YouTube, or you just go straight to YouTube and type in Hog Zombies or my name, Glenn Guess, on the search. And most people want to watch my wife, who is Michelle, and she's more dedicated to actually getting out there and beating the brush than I am. She really likes the hog hunt.
I've noticed a lot. That's hats off to Michelle. Not a lot of ladies. I know a few that that actually do what Michelle does, and that's get out there and get with them, you know?
She don't need me to hold her hand.
I'm saying. I got a feeling she could... From what I've seen, probably easily guide hog hunts, and then when it gets time to take the quarters of the meat, she'd probably jump in there and do it, too, is what I think. Am I right?
Yeah, her and three of our kids hunted several days this week that I didn't get to go, and my son killed a hog with a bow, spot and stalk. So.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Glenn, we are just about out of time, buddy. I want to get you back more. There's a huge interest in hog hunting. It's not just you and I. There's a bunch of people. I couldn't imagine any hunter that didn't like, in Texas especially, that didn't like to hunt hogs. But we'll get you back soon. We'll talk some more hog hunting. How about it?
You bet. And for those looking for the sounds, it's through convergenthunting.com. And Sow Hysteria, Pig Mama, Little Squealer, Turn Me Loose. Those are the sounds available now, and there's going to be boar-specific sounds coming out pretty soon.
Awesome, Glenn. We'll be watching for them. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.